for QSL details. The Amateur Radio Society of Moldova is using the call sign ER100IARU to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the IARU and can be heard on the air through the 30th of April. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Jim, K6EI, and Scott, KK6IK, are on the air as FJ-K6EI and FJ-KK6IK from St. Barthelme, IOTA number NA146, until the 12th of April. They will be using CW, FT8, and FT4 on 80 through 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Amateur Radio Newsline's own Ed Durant, DD5LP, will be active as 5B-VK2JI-P from Cyprus, IOTA number AS004, holiday style, between April 6th and 20th. He plans to activate HEMA, POTA, and SOTA sites, with even the chance of a BOTA, that's beaches on the air, activation. Ed will be using 20 watts of power sideband on 40 through 10 meters, but expects contacts into Europe, North America, and Oceania. Watch each of the scheme's spotting pages to see when Ed is on. If you work Ed, let him know that you're an AR Newsline listener. Community protests against unwanted towers are often in the news. In this week's final story, however, we visit a community in the state of Maine that has been very sorry indeed to say goodbye to one particular radio tower. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us why.
American science fiction writer Stephen King is author of, among many things, the Dark Tower series of books. Now, another tower that used to be his, an AM radio tower more than 400 feet tall, has gone dark. It was formerly used by WZON 620 AM in Maine, one of three of the region's radio stations that used to be owned by the writer. The tower had stood since 1937, when it was first used by WLBZ, the radio station's call sign in its earliest days. Citing the financial struggles of three area radio stations he owned in Maine, King announced last year they were going to end their run. WKIT, known for its classic rock format, still is on the air, having been saved at the last minute after being bought by a media partnership known as the Rock Lobster Radio Group. WZON-AM and WZLO-FM went silent.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.